Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
We're going to go to breaking down the Bears. Unless you want to talk more hockey, we can do that as well. All right.
Let's finish that real quick.
Okay.
What is your expectation for the team?
Look,
and
man.
You expected a sensational season from the individual player.
Nothing has changed in terms of, to me, it's once again Stanley Cup or bust. And I know people are going to talk about the great seasons that the Stars had the last 3 years. Back to back to back Western Conference Finals. What a magical world that must be to even get to one conference final, let alone three in a row. But you saw that the Stars had essentially the same feeling as I did. Stanley Cup or bust, because guess what? They didn't make it and they got rid of their coach. By the way, their former coach now did step out and say he wished he would have rephrased it.
Yep.
And not made it sound. He was very clear. Like, I'm not saying it was Ottinger's fault, but he goes, I can look back on it and say, I wish I would have set it up differently so the team would have taken more of the blame.
Which is what we were like, I don't remember it. I was pushing for that. It felt like he made the example of the goalie as a way to say, hey, Agreed. Everybody has to rally on this. That's your guy. Then you need to play better. That was what I was pushing at the time, and I still believed it. And after he gave it lots of thought, he felt that way. They've always been such a team-centric group.
Yeah.
Where it's like nobody's really stand out, one great goal scorer, one this, one that. This is going to be a different season for me watching, because I'm watching one player that could have an exceptional season. You know, that could be, he could have a record-breaking season. It could be he is a star on a different level. And I wonder if it changes the dynamic of the team.
Right.
And how Gullitson plans to manage that.
One more note about that. I don't know if hockey fans will be pumped about this. They asked the players, what do you think about an 84-game season? 32 of the 39 players who responded said, I like it. Because the trade-off would be there would be a shorter training camp and fewer preseason games and no fitness testing starting, not this season, but the season after that. And guess what?
And you're saying rich athletes are like, I would love less of those opportunities for me to have to stress my body.
Yes, okay. But except for in the game,
because
you would think that's way more, and you know the owners are going to support it because that's the opportunity for more income. So just wanted to make note of that at a time when people are arguing that I'd love to see the NHL season shorter. It honestly looks like there's a better chance that the hockey season is going to be longer.
From the 254, what I hear is Kevin saying the Stars are going to go undefeated this year. And you know what, Kevin? If you say that, I don't think you've ever been more right.
I mean,
are you saying that a team can't go 82-0?
Correct.
This is just...
I'm going to make it easier for everyone.
Miracles.
Just know this is my stock opinion.
You're
going to
tell me you don't think the Rangers can get into the playoffs.
I mean, I feel like we went over that in the first segment, and I don't want to repeat that same opinion right now. But this is my stock answer till the end of organized athletics, all right? As currently constructed schedule-wise, except for the NFL, no team in Major League Baseball, the NHL, or the NBA will ever go undefeated under the current scheduling in the regular season. I do not feel like that should be a fringy opinion whatsoever.
I hope you're wrong.
Okay, well, Yeah, hope in one hand, take a crap in the other, and see which fills up first. All right, go ahead and give me cut number 8, because we need to do a little bit of breaking down the Bears.
They just got it away on 3rd and long. Watch out! Picked off! There's Wright down the sideline. Gets a block, and now a touchdown. The former Vikings. Pick 6.
All right. So that right there is the lone turnover on the early season for the Chicago Bears. We talked a lot yesterday about how much that defense had struggled. I didn't realize how jarring one of the statistics was until this morning. What do you think the Bears are giving up as a defense per play? Number of yards?
5.6.
7.1.
Jeez.
It probably will not.
That's good for us.
Yes, that's great for us, because it will probably not surprise you to know, Corey, that that is the worst in the NFL. All right, to start. So perhaps that means that will lead people to go ahead and want to pick the over. I don't know if that will be the case, but perhaps that will be the play for you. Now, a couple of things about the Bears' trends these first two games. We talked about it yesterday. The Bears have scored a touchdown in their first possession in both games. The rest of those other two halves, they've scored a total of 10 points.
Oh, okay.
So, if you can, I'm not even saying, like, if you can force a punt on the first possession, great. But if you can just keep them out of the end zone, that is a huge step in the right direction.
So, what that tells you is their first 15 are pretty well done.
Yes, I would agree with that.
They and Broadus kind of mentioned that about the Cowboys, too, is that after their first 15, it seems like they kind of got astray.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today, and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
You know,
yes,
and with the Bears here, that's that sound. So, okay, and Ben Johnson, whenever he knows what his script is, obviously that's going to be very strong for him. So, yeah, if you can, you know, fight within that, then you have a better chance. I like it.
Now let's go back to their defense, because this is an astonishing number as well. In the last 5 quarters, the Chicago Bears have given up 73 points. Because we talked about what we talked about what an ass kicking the Lions put on them.
Yes.
But think about this. In the quarter before that, Minnesota went off. They scored 3 touchdowns in the 4th quarter. So in the last 5 quarters, the Chicago Bears have given up 73 points. And so this is a scenario in which I'm not saying you can't win a 17-14 game, but I will be thoroughly disappointed if this Cowboys team, even if they win, walks out of this game scoring like 17 or 20 points, because this is a Bears defense that have shown to be very susceptible. And Jalen Johnson is out with a groin injury. This is an opportunity to just really bury them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have some good players on that defense. They have good players. There are a lot of Qs next to those players right now. Questionable,
yes.
As you said, doubtful.
Yes.
With Jalen Johnson,
he's not going to play.
Exactly. They have some guys on that team that can play. They don't look like they can right now. And this Cowboys team offensively should be able to unload. They really should. Defensively, though, here's the thing, Kevin. You know what happened? You know how many minutes the first drive the Giants had was against the Cowboys? It was over 8 minutes.
Wow.
Over 8 minutes. And that's when I was like, I'm going to start tracking this because this feels long. And then yeah. I was like, I'm tracking this the rest of the game. They beat them in possession. And that first drive was the big factor there. If the Bears do that against the Cowboys and beat them in possession, they could end up being similar situation where your offense is having to catch up real quick instead of being out in front.
Now, I get a sense, Alec. I can just tell. You're like, that's great. There's a lot of information, a lot of football information. I need something a little bit more fun. Is that the vibe I'm getting from you?
Sure.
Okay,
fun
good.
Fun is great.
Thank you for that. All right. What color do you think the middle nail on the right hand of Caleb Williams will be for this game? And this game alone, any wagers that you have on this will not carry over into future games. This is for Sunday and Sunday alone. What color do you think the middle nail will be on Caleb Williams' right hand? Because, yes, I do have the betting odds for that.
For his NFL debut, he painted his nails orange and blue.
Which makes sense.
Because he's
on the Bears.
I think, let's see, what month is this? Okay, maybe. I'm going to go with blue, Cowboys blue.
Ooh,
because
okay.
Because he really wants to play for the Cowboys.
All right, now Alec, there's an opportunity for you to steal. Blue is only 5-1. That's fourth on the list. You can tell that Corey, for month reasons, clearly chickened out and didn't say rainbow. That is 14-1.
If you really suicide prevention month.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's okay. Not the other month.
Yeah, sure.
All right. What color will that nail be?
It's tough. I kind of want to throw a curveball and say clear.
Ooh, I like it.
I'm gonna go, you know what? I'm gonna go basic. I'm gonna say that it will be black.
That is the favorite. It goes black, purple, pink or red, and blue. I'm fascinated by that pink or red play because you get two different colors. All right, now, enough fun. Back to important football numbers.
Okay.
Something that I think the Cowboys could have a huge advantage in, and you could probably argue this in a lot of the games, is the special teams. Keep an eye out on this. Cairo Santos made one of two field goals and had a really important miss going back to that week one game against the Vikings. Because of that, the Bears added Jake Moody to their practice squad. There's been discussions already about making a change. Now, that doesn't mean that it's all going to fall apart, but you have a kicker that feels as automatic as there is in Brandon Aubrey. And meanwhile, it's only week three and there's already been discussions about that. Corey, I know you don't want to play for field goal after field goal.
No, no.
But just keep an eye out on that if you're looking for something that could tip the scales, because this is a point spread that is still very tight.
It is. Yeah. And you're right. That is the margin is him. He's the difference in margin for pretty much any game.
Right.
Because if it's a, so I don't like first, second, third quarter playing four field goals.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I love the idea that in the fourth quarter, if you just went down by 2 points and all you have to do, the kickoff is set at the 35-yard line.
Yeah.
And all you have to do is get 15 yards.
Right.
And you can win the game. I love having that weapon. But I do prefer, let's go out there and have our offense be something amazing that is unstoppable.
Yeah, I would love that
not
as
we're,
well.
Not we're playing conservative and hoping that, for the best at 50 yards.
And the Cowboys are favored by 1.5, but I'm weary of that line because I thought going into the Giants game, even when the line jumped from 3.5 to kind of closer to 4.5 or 5, I still thought the Cowboys would cover that easy. Obviously, they did not. And so now the Bears, as a road underdog, could be a dangerous bet there as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.